I had this moment where I was like, wait a minute, I can do what I'm naturally talented at and get paid for it. And I think a lot of entrepreneurs and a lot of sometimes women in tech have to realize that. And it can be kind of scary. But I think once you follow it, there's so much more happiness and joy that like come in life.
My name is Esprit Devora, host of the Women in Tech Show. The show means a lot to me. The reason why I wanted to create the Women in Tech Show is I wanted to create a positive piece of content, something where people can listen and say, if she can do it, so can I. I call it actionable empowerment. Every single episode, you'll hear the story of a fantastic woman in tech, from engineers to founders to investors to journalists to designers, all sorts of different females in tech who have thrived. I want to share their stories with you so that you can know what resources, mentors, and life situations they accessed in order to get to where they are today. Enjoy.
Welcome back to the Women in Tech podcast here at Cahoots, this incredible co-working space here in Phoenix, Arizona, helping celebrate empowering women in tech at the amazing ACT event I've been talking about, put on by Chick Tech. Hello, Justine.
Hey.
Are you so excited to be a part of all this amazing energy?
I am very excited. Chick Tech has done a wonderful job, and we are excited that we could help welcome them to Phoenix and welcome all of you as well, because everyone here is just so awesome and has such great goals in mind.
100%. And you're so supportive that you guys may be able to hear it. We have the mixer going on in the back even. Yep. It's like the post-event get-together where we got to win a cool prize from Treehouse to learn how to code. What an amazing company.
Yeah. Yeah, that was really excited. Everyone is definitely having a lot of fun at the happy hour and doing a lot more networking and just kind of laid back socializing.
100%. Yeah, love it. Food, wine, combo. Doesn't get better than that. Okay, so tell me about Cahoots, because apparently you're the hoot of the town.
I love the hoot phrase. So Cahoots is a co-working space. We have been open in Phoenix for 8 years. We're the largest co-working community in Arizona. And we specialize, we like to really focus on community and collaboration within the co-working industry. So a lot of our members, you know, they say what sets us apart is the fact that we have this really awesome community of entrepreneurs who can come together and support each other and work on different projects with each other. And our team and our space help facilitate that.
And you even have a podcasting studio.
We do. It's exciting.
It's very exciting. And I hear that Uber, this is where Uber got their start from too, one of the co-working spaces.
Yeah. So Uber, when they first came to Phoenix, started here with Cahoots along with some other companies. And we were able to help them grow into the market and then send them off and kind of graduate them and give them their own space.
That's what I really love about Cahoots and the little bit that I've gotten to know you. It's about incubating companies from where they're at, really embracing them in their journey and celebrating them to move forward. So it's not about keeping them forever and forever. It's about really being part of someone's journey to success and to become bigger and bigger.
Mm-hmm. We always say we are a safe place to grow, scale, and fail. And so no matter what, where you're at in your company, we can help you. And one of the biggest things I always tell people is that our team is a resource for you, and that if you come to me with needs X, Y, and Z, I want to introduce you to the people who can help you fulfill those needs. And so hopefully you feel, one, like you're in a safe place to ask for that. Two, you have the connections and community you need to help grow your business. And yeah, we've graduated a lot of different companies over the years and like kind of sent them off into the rest of Phoenix. And we love them. And it's definitely a hard thing to send them off. But it's also an exciting thing because we know that they've just grown so much that they're ready for that stage.
And one super important detail that I completely forgot to start with is go ahead and introduce yourself to everybody and tell them about what you do at Kahoot.
Hi, everyone. I'm Justine Sponder. I'm the community manager here at Kahoot. And I am here for our members. I do everything from getting them in the door, testing their first day, to helping them navigate the space, find the people they need, and really get to use the community and the collaboration that we have here to better their business.
I love it. And so as you can see, this is where the tech community thrives, where they come together, where they innovate, where they collaborate. So one, this was created also by a female founder. Why was it first created? Do you know the story?
Yeah. So Jenny Poon, who is our founder, loves when I share this story. She's actually an introvert at heart. She was working for the Arizona Republic as a graphic design art director,
which is a media company.
Yeah, media company here based in Phoenix. And it was during the middle of the recession. She knew that she was going to be let go, so she began her journey as an entrepreneur and started her own design studio, just her. And then as it grew, she was looking to hire someone, and she realized that how is she supposed to hire someone when she's working from home? But she also was at the point where she couldn't afford a full office or an executive suite.
Right.
So she found this need for a space and a facility, but she also recognized these pain points she had because she missed working in a team environment where she could lean over and ask for someone's advice and suggestions and feedback and get that collaboration. And so when she was looking at facilities, she just said, you know what? I know these other three entrepreneurs. I wonder if they're willing to go in on this space with me. So she actually started Kahoot's co-working by accident, by just bringing people together and building this small community, and then from there expanding. And as she started, Googling things like shared office space and all of that, she realized that there was this movement in other large U.S. cities called co-working, and that what she was building here in Phoenix was Phoenix's first co-working. And so really between the need of wanting to work with people every day and get their feedback and meet people with a diverse background and the need for space, she really found out that co-working is what she needed all along. And now she's still working out of our office every day.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's awesome. And now you're building another space in Mesa.
Yep.
Which is another area in Arizona. Tell us about that.
Yeah. So Mesa is during rush hour, about an hour drive. I know because I did it. And it's another growing community. When Jenny and her husband started Kahoots back in the day, they started it when Phoenix was budding, right? On the verge of innovation, and also kind of in the recession, right?
Right.
And they're recognizing that Mesa is also on this verge of innovation, and that in the next couple of years, Mesa is just going to explode. And they really want to help them do that and get there. And so that's part of the reason why we've chosen Mesa. But it'll be a second location, the same square footage of what we have here in Phoenix. It'll have some of the main features, focused on collaboration and community. And also, too, the ability for our members to utilize both locations.
When did you first discover the tech world?
So I actually kind of discovered the tech world while in high school. I looked at a lot of things for my career and finally thought, okay, I'm going to go to school for graphic design. And while there, studying web development courses and basic HTML, CSS, things like that. And I was just really excited at the ability to be able to build things right on my own and do it myself. I think that was something that kind of made me proud and like, well, I built a website today. What did you do? Kind of attitude, and set me apart from some of my other peers. And so I really, just thought it was part of life, and I didn't actually feel some of the pains that some women feel about entering the tech world. And so it was kind of interesting because I always had that, like, I can do whatever I want attitude.
Yeah.
And now I'm becoming more and more aware that that's not something that every female has, and that sometimes they feel really nervous about entering the tech world. And so as I work here at Cahoots, I really try to help women, especially female entrepreneurs, know that they can learn it and do it themselves sometimes, and that there's events like this and groups like Chick Tech out there for women who are interested.
Rad. And what would you say is the biggest challenge that you've successfully overcome, and what did you learn from it?
Oh, gosh.
You're like, every day, yo. Well,
I think, like, the biggest thing for me was coming out of college and realizing that my college degree wasn't what I wanted to do for the rest of my life anymore. I graduated. I moved here for, you know, an internship in design. And then I realized that my people skills and my ability and desire to connect with people was really what I wanted to spend majority of my time doing. And as a, like, 100% labeled extrovert, I saw this need for community management, and really just kind of naturally stepped into it. And so I had this hurdle and, like, kind of question, do I use what I just spent 4 years learning? Or do I follow my heart and follow what my talents, right? Because design was always kind of a challenge for me. I had to really push myself. And so I had this moment where I was like, wait a minute, I can do what I'm naturally talented at and get paid for it. And I think a lot of entrepreneurs and a lot of sometimes women in tech have to realize that. And it can be kind of scary to follow it.
Yeah.
But I think once you follow it, there's so much more happiness and joy that, like, come in life.
100%. What's your favorite book? Professional or personal or both?
Oh, gosh. I'm trying to think. That's a really hard one. So, A Nerdy Moment.
Nerdy
Moment.
I haven't heard of that. What's it about?
No, it's not the book.
Oh,
I'm sharing
a good
with
book
you.
Title, A Nerdy Moment. Wouldn't you totally read
have
that?
I might have to rewrite that. I'm calling dibs on that name.
Okay.
You got it. But to be honest,
this is not live. Go to GoDaddy immediately when we get off.
To be honest with everyone, my favorite book was 1984.
Oh, yeah. I haven't read it yet, but yes.
It's kind of funny because there's a lot of, like, Big Brother, like, creepy, everyone's being watched type of stuff. But I was very intrigued by kind of everyone in the book who just kind of lives out their life following, like, these, like, rules and guidelines.
Yeah.
So I have a secret love for policies and, like, procedures, which is very funny because I also am, like, the woman who drives a little too fast on the interstate. But I think it's interesting because of the way that you can certain people have the ability to manipulate others, and whether or not we as a human and a human race let them.
Yeah.
So it's really weird. That's deep, just in thoughts late at night, is like, are we letting people manipulate us?
I mean, yes.
Not?
Yes.
In some way.
Like billboards, banner ads, social groups,
yep.
Social media, and conversations.
Sometimes it's for the good, right? You know, sometimes the message they're spreading is good and awesome.
Yeah.
And so how do we recognize, like, what's good, what's awesome? I just want to spread good, I promise.
Yeah, well, obviously. What's your favorite tech tool?
Oh, gosh. Well, I'm an Adobe fan. All of the Adobe suites, like the fact that they have everything you need, I think is kind of great. My favorite tech tool is Bluetooth mouses like,
oh,
for your
computer.
That's it. I don't care.
That
I don't
makes
care if
sense.
You label it as tech or not.
No, yes.
That Bluetooth mouse saves my life every day.
I'm with you. 100%. Oh my gosh. I haven't heard that answer, and I really like it.
Unique answer for you.
And if you had to give advice to someone just, you know, wanting to take their company from zero to hero, such a corny term, but what have you learned from the companies at Cohoots about how to graduate into a larger company?
Yeah. I think the biggest thing is hiring. I think it's every small business.
Thanks.
And I know we briefly talked about this, but you know, it's every small business's like almost biggest hurdle, I think. Because not only are you looking to hire the right people, but how do you train them and get them to uphold the same standards you were upholding? So I think that if you can do that, you can systemize it, you know exactly what you're looking for, then the world is yours, you know?
And the world is your oyster.
It's exactly.
You guys, it's really late. I did like 12 interviews today.
Yeah, it's like bedtime. I don't know.
Oh, no. So we're at this mixer. It's past 9 p.m. Everybody's chatting and drinking wine in the front. And we're in the back corner doing an interview when I've been doing interviews. I think you're a champ and I'm excited. I mean, look, I'm like, no. The reason I do so many interviews is because I want to give everybody the chance. So it's like, I'm so glad you wanted to show up too. You know?
Yeah. No, I showed up. Someone is currently babysitting my dog up front.
Yeah.
So that I could come back here.
Yeah.
But yeah, no.
The listeners are worth it.
Yes. Well, serving people, right?
Yeah.
Like that's what I do every day.
Yeah, 100%.
So even if I could just share one thing that someone connects with, then right, this night is worth it.
And how can they connect with you?
They can connect
with me. How can you be that one thing?
Oh my gosh. I love connecting with people. I don't care if it's virtual or not. You can find me on Instagram at Justine_Sponder. You can find
me on
Twitter. Yeah, at JUSTINE_SPONDER. You can find me at Twitter, the same username. Google me, you can find other things. If you go to Cahoots.com, you can find me, like connect with me, you know,
and
ask
spell
me a
Cahoots
question.
For us.
Cahoots is COHOOTS. We're a hoot. Don't forget it.
Oh, loves. Wait, you can't do plus sign in a URL, though.
Yes. Okay. So if you're doing the website,
just C-O. Yeah, COHOOTS.com. Give me fuzz. Connect with more extraordinary women in tech like Justine on the Women in Tech Facebook group, womenintechvip.com. That's womenintechvip.com. Takes you straight to the Facebook group. And say hello on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, at Women in Tech Show. Maybe you'll get the cool Women in Tech sticker that I'm about to give to Justine. And I will talk to you guys, see you guys, all the things in the next episode. Bye.
Woo, bye, everyone.
I love how she waved, too. That was awesome.
Women in Tech is an independently funded project funded by you, the community. So the way that you could support us is by going to patreon.com/womenintech and making a small contribution. Every little bit counts. That's Patreon, patreon.com/womenintech. Thank you so much for believing in our vision.